The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. It's going to be a great day. In the studio with us is a guest, Dr. Robert Stevenson. We're going to bring him on in just a second, but before we do, let me talk about the 5th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It is a golf outing to raise money for Down syndrome. It takes place 13 days from now, and honestly, we can use some more foursomes. We need some golfers. So if you're listening and you're a golfer, please listen up. If your husband or wife is a golfer and they're not listening, listen for them. Because Saturday, July 30th at noon at Broadview Golf Course, we'll be holding this event. You can sign up by calling 262-9588. That's my office phone. My staff will be happy to help you. And it's $225 for a foursome, $65 if you're a single. And you'll have 18 holes of golf, cart, all that stuff, a couple drink tickets, catered food, prizes. We'll have a raffle. We're going to have pink tees, mulligans for sale, all that kind of fun stuff. And come on out and enjoy the day. Get to see what a bad golfer I really am. And this year's event is in memory of our longtime friend and dental lab tech, Rich Odie, who passed away in March. And so we want to honor Rich. And then we do this also in honor of Libby Turner, who is a patient of ours who happens to have Down syndrome. So come on out and join us July 30th at noon, 262-9588. Now, you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. That's DrKvitko. And podcasts of this show are available at dentallyspeaking.com. So if any of you are by your computer, you might want to go to dentallyspeaking.com because we have a treat coming up. Dr. Stevenson has written a little parody song about dentures. Today, by the way, the title of the show is Denture Wear and Care. And we'll be playing his parody song here in a little bit. The words are available at dentallyspeaking.com as well as a link to the YouTube video and the MP3 audio. So, again, that's dentallyspeaking.com. Okay, now, I think what we want to do is introduce Dr. Stevenson. So, Dr. Stevenson is a 1975 graduate of the Ohio State University College of Dentistry. Afterwards, he went into the Air Force and spent two and a half years practicing in Greece, or I'm sorry, near Athens, Greece. He returned to OSU for specialty training in prosthodontics, which is the branch of dentistry that bridges all gaps, according to Dr. Stevenson. And he opened his private practice near Riverside Hospital in 1981. He also teaches part-time at the Ohio State University College of Dentistry Dental School. And in June of this year, in the ADA Journal, there is a list of denture care suggestions that were submitted by Dr. Stevenson, so maybe we can direct you on how to locate that. I know he actually brought me a brochure or two to pass out if people have questions. Dr. Stevenson, thank you for getting up so early and being with us on our show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kvitko. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're wearing a T-shirt. Tell me what it says. Dr. Stevenson's Super Snappers, and it has a picture of dentures and has a picture of a baseball with a bite out of it. Tell me about that.
The logo from my son's baseball team, North Columbus Sports, back in the early 90s.
The shirt looks brand new. It's cute. And we talked about it's going to be denture wear and care. And Dr. Stevenson, by the way, was the prosthodontist that was nice enough to help us out with our Dentistry from the Heart event. So he took care of about 12, 13, maybe even more of our patients who needed denture repairs, minor things like a tooth added to a denture or a broken piece of denture that needed reattached, that sort of thing. And he also was kind enough to actually take care of one gentleman, kind of selected at random, where he actually made him a full set of uppers and a lower partial for us, kind of as a special added bonus. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Now, what I want to do is we want to play the thing the attorneys tell us we have to play. So everybody listen to this first, please.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Boy, that makes me seem so important, doesn't it? I get the final say. It may be the only place I get the final say. And I was also listening to The Investor's Edge before this show, before my show. And I happened to notice that this Dave from Apple Tree Auction, he missed his interview going into the studio because of a dental problem. He had to, when he wound up at the dental office. And I think that kind of points out just how important dentistry is. We think if we don't have a toothache or we don't have a problem, then we don't need to go to the dentist. But obviously that's not true, right, Doc?
No, even with false teeth, you should still have a regular checkup. The dentures might need cleaning, and the dentist will perform an oral exam looking for signs of oral cancer, which is very treatable when found in the early stages, but if ignored, is often fatal.
Well, and what I guess what I mean is they wouldn't need you if they'd gone to the dentist on a regular basis. They'd have their teeth.
Oh, right. People who wear dentures are the ones who slip through the cracks and the failures of general dentistry, but the prosthodontists are like the goalies there to catch them.
Okay. Prosthodontists are the goalies. Leave it to Dr. Stevenson. He always has like a little comical way of putting things. Now, what I want to do is, because today, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day relates to the parody song that you wrote and are going to, and sang, and we're going to listen to it now. So listen to this song. It's called Silver Needles and Golden Fillings. And afterwards, we will ask Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Silver Needles. By Bob Stevenson.
I don't want your fancy toothbrush or your unwaxed dental floss. They would only be reminders of the real teeth I have lost. But you think I should be happy with these artificial teeth and try to hide my sorrow, smile away my grief. My teeth are porcelain. Now you say no sunbrush with medium soft bristles. And when I brush my teeth, I can still whistle. To heaven back in 1957.
You can't say my teeth look stunning and so pretty and so white.
Just like the stars above, my teeth clouded night.
Just like the stars above, my teeth.
That That's really clever. That's really cute, Dr. Stevenson. I really enjoyed that. Hopefully you guys were listening, because Dr. Kavitko's question of the day is, in the song Silver Needles and Golden Fillings, when did the singer's real teeth go to heaven? Was it 1945, 1957, 1962, or 2007? The winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist this Tuesday afternoon at your place of business. Our phone number, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Call now.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
I'm gonna love you with my hands, Dad. Show me your teeth.
Tongue your land.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We are here with Dr. Robert Stevenson, a prosthodontist. He wrote and performed in that song. And Dr. Stevenson, tell us who else was in that song.
Well, playing fiddle and singing was Dr. Paul Brown. And on guitar and singing was Tom Zinser. They're two founding members of the old Pleasant Mountain Boys.
Wow.
And Tom Zinser also played in O&B, which was a very successful Columbus group in the 1960s and 70s.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we have callers on the line with their guest to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. For those of you listening, the question was, in the song Silver Needles and Golden Fillings, when did the singer's real teeth go to heaven? Was it A, 1945, B, 1957, C, 1962, and D, 2007? We have some callers on the line. Dr. Stevenson, do you want to go with lines 1, 2, or 3?
2.
You want to go with line 2? Okay. Let's see here. Caller on line 2, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Margie.
Hi, Margie.
Hi.
Do you have a guess?
I do. It rhymes, so it's got to be B, 1957.
That's correct. Thank you for calling. Hey, stay on the line, and my producer will get your information so we can get the flowers to you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, so Dr. Stevenson, I guess it's time to get down to some serious dentistry, denture care stuff, okay? Well, while he is getting your information. So we already talked about how dental checkups are and exams are still needed. You talked about oral cancer and all of that. Let's talk about denture care. How often should a person brush their dentures?
Ideally, you would brush after each meal, the same as people with natural teeth, or at least rinse them off, but once a day, try to take your dentures out and brush them real good. You may have seen commercials on TV recommending against brushing because it will scratch the denture. But I don't believe the evidence. I think the scratching is such a minor part of it. Your cheeks rubbing over the plastic will soon polish out any small scratches. And if you wear partial dentures with metal frameworks, you're not going to scratch those. But once a day for brushing, and then once a week, you can soak them overnight in a commercial cleanser. Or make your own homemade solution, a tablespoon of Clorox and a cup of water soaked overnight will kill any germs that have started to grow inside the porous plastic denture base.
Really? Okay. A teaspoon or tablespoon of
Clorox.
Did you say teaspoon or tablespoon?
Tablespoon of Clorox and a cup of water.
And a cup of water, like 8 ounce drinking glass?
Yes.
Okay.
And plain vinegar will also help soften tartar buildup. The same way you clean a coffee pot or teapot, running vinegar through them, you can soak the denture in vinegar for an hour and then brush it, and it should remove any white particles of tartar that accumulate.
Okay, because vinegar is essentially acetic acid.
I'm sorry?
Vinegar is acetic acid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just mild acid. Okay, well, that's good. Now, what is the best toothpaste for brushing dentures, the best toothpaste?
Well, the best toothpaste is probably the one that tastes the best because you'll use it more often, but you could use plain hand soap if you wanted. Just make sure to rinse all the soap off the denture. But there's no magic toothpaste that works better than others.
Okay. Now, but what about the products that are out there? Have you, like, rated them, or you tell people? I mean, what would you tell your patient?
Well, the little tablets, I won't mention the name, they look like Alka-Seltzer, and that's about how well they work. You can soak them every night in those tablets, and nothing happens. They want you to buy the tablets every day. If you buy a either Stain Away or Kleenite, it's a powder, and you measure a capful into a cup of water, and it's so strong, once a week is enough, and it won't hurt your denture. It'll kill the germs and keep the stain away.
How do they get that?
It's at Kroger's and CVS.
Okay.
Or
K,
you can Google
with a K?
The name Stain Away on a computer.
It
comes out of Florida.
Okay. Is it Kleenite spelled K-L-E-E-N or E-A?
Kleenite is spelled with a K, and that's made for partial dentures. It's not quite as strong as the Stain Away, which is for full dentures only.
Okay. All right. Now, and the brush that you would use, you should use just like a regular floor scrub brush or?
You could use a regular toothbrush if it reaches all the hard-to-get-to places. There are dentures or brushes especially made for dentures with a flat side for the teeth and then a pointy area to get into hard-to-reach grooves when they have them.
I guess I've never really thought about a denture having anything hard to reach because it's in your hand. What do you mean on a partial denture, maybe something that's hard to reach?
Well, someone that still has large gum ridges, the flanges are pretty deep, and a regular toothbrush won't reach.
You're talking about on the inside by the tissue
right,
side.
The
okay.
part that goes against your gums.
Okay.
And when you're holding the lower denture in your hand, be careful not to squeeze it because it can snap. It's not that strong. You can hold it real tight on one side or in the front, but if you put the whole denture in your hand like a chicken wishbone and squeeze, it can break unexpectedly.
Yep, right down the middle. Yeah, so think of it as like a candy cane. You want to hold the long end, not both parts. Not
right.
Okay. All right. Now, why did you decide to be a prosthodontist? I'm just curious, instead of continuing with your regular general dentistry that you learned in dental school.
Well, after I finished dental school, I was in the Air Force as a general dentist, and we were in a small base outside of Athens. And all the dentists were general dentists, and we got to do the root canals and pull teeth and dentures and crowns and bridges. And we had children and retirees. And after trying all the different areas of dentistry, I just found I enjoyed the prosthetics more than the others.
Okay. Okay, so he didn't like doing the root canals, and maybe he didn't like doing the kids or something.
Oh, I didn't mind him. In fact, when I was a student, it was my least favorite subject because we had to do all the lab work ourselves back in the old days. Nowadays, they have technicians that do that for them, but it's a valuable experience.
Okay, so your least favorite was doing what you do now.
Right. Come full circle.
That's funny. Okay, it looks like we are about ready for another commercial break, so stay with us. We'll have more questions and answers from Dr. Robert Stevenson, prosthodontist, right here in Columbus. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your dentures loose, but you thought nothing could be done? Take heart. With the help of mini implants, we can make your dentures fit so well, it may take you two hands to get them out of your mouth. Interested? Call us,
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today's show is called Denture Wear and Care. We have Dr. Robert Stevenson, a local prosthodontist, in the studio with us. Thank you, Dr. Stevenson, for getting up and being in the studio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I have a few more questions, and we only have about 7 more minutes, so, hey, we have time to get through some of this. Okay, should people leave their dentures out at night like contact lenses?
Well, it's a good idea to leave your dentures out for at least 6 hours during every 24-hour period to allow your gums to rest.
When Let me interrupt you for a second. Is it 6 hours at a time or 2 hours here and 2 hours there?
Any way you want to do it. Some people take them out in the morning when they wake up and then leave them out right before bed for a while. Your gums don't know if it's daylight or dark. But when you wear the denture, it squeezes the gum underneath a little bit and cuts off the blood circulation. I guess most people leave them out at night, same way they leave their shoes off at night. You really don't need them when you're sleeping. But other people complain they can't sleep unless they have their dentures. So they leave them out for a while during the day.
Okay. Now, there's this question about how a person should store. First of all, how should they store their new dentures, the dentures they're wearing?
Well, if you're not wearing them, you should put them in a denture bath or denture cup with some water and close the lid tight. You could also use an empty butter dish or plastic Tupperware container. But people that just put them in their pocket or their coat jacket, the next thing you know, they slam the car door on them and they break them or they lose them. So it's like with your glasses. They should be on your face or in the case.
Okay. Now, I had a patient who brought me a denture. They wanted to know if it could be repaired. It was an upper partial, which means it had the metal framework. And it was crushed. And I've never seen one quite that damaged. And I said, well, how did you do this? And they said that they dropped it. It apparently was in their pocket or something when they got out of the car. And they didn't realize they dropped it. And they ran it over with the car.
Well, it would be easier to fix a broken light bulb than to straighten out a bent up partial like that.
You are correct. We could not do anything. It wasn't even, I mean, we didn't even try. Not even close. So, yeah, it's an expensive mistake to make. Okay, so that's the ones you're currently wearing. A lot of people like to hold on to their last set, and I'm okay with that as long as they don't try to wear them too often. So the set that you just replaced, you have them at home, and how should they store these? Because they may never need them. They may need them in an emergency. They're on vacation, and they lose their denture, drop it, break it, whatever, and can't get to a dentist. So how should you store the old set?
Well, you need to keep them in water. If they dry out, they can warp. And it doesn't hurt to put a little bit of mouthwash in with the water. If you keep them in the refrigerator, it cuts down the bacteria that can grow over the denture. You should take the denture, old denture, out every few months and brush it. But when you have it in the refrigerator, it might prevent people snooping in your kitchen looking for a snack. They see the Tupperware there, and they open it and see your denture. They lose their appetite. And if you take it with you on a vacation, it's like an umbrella. When you have it, you don't need it.
That's true. Now, what about this? Do you recommend that people get their old denture relined in the event that they actually do need to wear it again?
Well, since they're probably only going to wear it temporarily for an emergency, instead of spending money to reline it, they could keep some denture adhesive handy, which should help keep a loose denture in place long enough to get back to the dentist and fix the real denture.
Okay. And do you have any suggestions for the type of adhesive? I know there's a powder called Fast Teeth. There's Fixident, which is looks like a little tube of toothpaste, kind of a reddish color.
Yeah, they're all either paste or powders, and the powders clean out easier. The pastes are harder to remove. But if you just put a little toothpaste in the upper denture, that can provide a temporary adhesive for 15 minutes to get you through the public, and then it rinses out much easier than any of the denture adhesives.
I know we had a conversation off the air about the products that like Fixident, and you said if you get it on something like your countertop or your clothes, you can't get it off. Is that true?
Oh, it's a mess to remove, not only from the denture, but you have to clean it off of your gums and out of your sink and off of your denture brush. And if you never get started on it, you're better off. Dentures never fit as tight without the adhesive as they do with it. But when you don't wear adhesive, you'll learn how to control the denture without relying on any adhesives.
Well, and the reality is we really don't want people wearing adhesives with a brand new set, do we? Because that's when they fit their best.
In most cases, the denture should fit tight enough without adhesive, but it's hard to say never because you may have had part of your jaw removed from an accident or disease. And so you never say never, but do your best to wear the denture without adhesive, and it'll save you. If you spend 10 minutes a day cleaning the adhesive out, that adds up to 60 hours a year. And I'm sure you can think of better things to do with a week and a half of spare time.
That's true. That's funny. I've never really... You did that math so fast.
I did it before.
Oh, okay. You came prepared. I see. Now, how often should somebody have their denture relined, and how often should somebody consider having a new set?
The average is 4 or 5 years before dentures need to be relined, and it's usually the lower one first. And then about 10 years is average for getting a new set. The denture teeth available today don't wear out as fast as they used to, but some people manage to wear the same dentures 20 or 30 years. Other people go in and get new dentures every 2 or 3 years, the way they get a new suit coat or mm-hmm. pair of shoes, even though the old ones aren't worn out.
Right. I mean, one of the main reasons, though, for having a new set of dentures that maybe still fit would be that the teeth have worn flat and they no longer have the chewing function, correct?
Right. If the teeth are worn down, you have to bite really hard to chew your food up, and that squeezes the gum underneath and makes them sore, and the gums melt faster when you're chewing real hard.
And then I guess the other thing is if you look like you need dentures, but you're already wearing them, you probably need new ones, right?
Yeah. Some people are lackadaisical on their appearance. It's like trying to get Tom Sawyer to wear shoes. They don't even wear them unless it's getting their picture taken. And then other people spend a fortune getting that perfect look.
Uh-huh. But I guess, when the teeth wear down, your chin gets closer to your nose, and you have that overclosure, that older look. And
well, it's probably not so much the teeth wearing down, but the gum underneath shrinking away. Mm-hmm. So the muscles and that you chew with are only a certain length long, and if your teeth don't meet soon enough, you have no power left to mash down on the food.
Okay. I think we're pretty much out of time. I'm getting the signal. So if you have any questions that Dr. Stevenson didn't answer, Dr. Stevenson, how could somebody reach you if they wanted to?
Well, I'm in the phone book. I'm on Olentangy River Road, across from Riverside Hospital.
Okay. And Stevenson is with a V.
Just like Robert Louis Stevenson, but there's no relation.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for being on the show. Hopefully that was very informative. And, of course, we hope you don't need dentures, but if you do, those are some tips on how to care for them. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 and every Sunday morning at 8:30 for another great show. Goodbye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.